Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, welcome everyone tonight to another wonderful Monday night of a great topic, another great topic, I should say, is accepting life's risks. Oftentimes we do something and we think it's going to be perfect, but there's going to be some risks involved. And sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good. And I know this is the night of the debate, and my lovely Maya Moon is with me tonight, stars Maya Moon. And for some, it's starting just now at 8 o'clock, and for others, she's an hour back. It won't be beginning for a while for her. So, but anyways, this topic and talk about risks, yes, everybody does take them. I think if you want a certain job, you kind of have to balance things out, don't you think, Maya?
Yes. Yes.
You do. I mean, you can give your best. But there's always going to be a little bit of risk with it, obviously, in anything that we do. I'm going to let you start this off, Maya, because I'm getting some dings here, and I want to see what's going on. So I'm going to let you take over right now.
Okay. Well, welcome, everyone, as always. We're glad to have you, and I'm really glad to be here. So like Natalie was saying, I mean, regardless of whether we're talking about a job, a move, you know, purchasing a new home, an apartment, condominium, a family change, perhaps exiting a relationship or entering into a new bond or commitment with someone, maybe marriage, all of these things, they take emotional risk. And we simply don't have guarantees in life. And that is one of the things, especially for people that have had traumatic situations in their past. And again, we have to look at, when we say the word trauma, at least when I say the word trauma, spiritual and emotional trauma, you could take two siblings from the same household, and one could say, oh, I had a good childhood, no, it was just fine. And another sibling said, well, yes, but remember how difficult and how traumatic. So we all view things differently, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But then there's some things that we have to universally be grounded and balanced with, not necessarily together collectively, but it works the same for all of us. And one of those things is taking risks. Our body physically and spiritually, emotionally and mentally, I live in Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, and we have some of the worst pollen, and we have chicken farms, and so all of us have allergies, like at the season change. I never had allergies till I moved to Arkansas, so that's why my voice is a little bit, and it's been a really humid, rough summer. So anyways, we have a natural built-in monitoring system. So for example, that stops us. We don't say, oh, well, I can jump off the bridge into that, 2-inch creek and I'll be okay. I mean, something stops us. We have that built in. And if everything is going as it should and we're fully connected to our spiritual being, then we are likely to have that built into our spiritual and emotional being. So having some checkpoints and being aware of that there's going to be some risks is a positive thing. But trying to, play checkers or dodgeball and dodge every single risk, unfortunately, keeps you blocked and keeps you from being able to move forward. I'll just check and see if Natalie's back.
Yes, I'm here. Okay. I'm here. It's okay.
So that's what I would say is that, you know, a lot of times I will have clients too that they want to know, and some things you can say this is going to happen and that's going to happen, but then there's a lot of things in life for all of us that, you know, you can't guarantee something, because we're like the water. I mean, humans and our spiritual beings and life itself, it's like the water. If there's constantly some motion somewhere, even if you look at a lake and you say, oh, look at the lake, it's just smooth, it's just like glass, smooth as glass. Somewhere in the recesses of that lake, there's churning waters, there's pockets, there's springs. So there's life is always in motion, always moving, and therefore there's always going to be risks presented, and we have to be able to take those. What I can tell you is that it's impossible to seek your highest and reach your potential without taking some type of spiritual, emotional risk. It just is. So I don't know how Natalie feels. I'm sure she'll chime in here and let us know her feelings on that.
Right. And, you know, I was thinking about a risk even like with what I have done with my business. That's a risk. Yet, I just knew that it would reach its highest potential. But I knew the risk would be great because of competition. But I'll tell you, I went into the whole thing, especially like with Stars. We'll use that as a big example because that's what it is. The magazine was easy. It didn't feel like a risk. I just knew. I mean, I didn't even think about it. But Stars, you know, it got to be a little scary because here you've got this all this money invested that the site has earned. It pays for itself, but it doesn't matter. You want to bring in business. You want it to be really good for everybody. So you have to put forth your ideas, what you want, but you also have to know that you may want the best, but to me, and Maya knows how I feel, if it is to be, the universe will make sure it will happen. And, you know, I mean, sometimes, in business it's perfect. It's a perfect example. If you believe and that's your passion and you know you're doing the very best and you're bringing the best to everybody, anybody in the world, that's what I was talking to Stars Rainbow Rose about earlier, is that I have put forth everything that I know to be real, and I am trying to bring the very best to the world. However, sometimes, now you have to know this, it's a risk for me because it would be devastating if something were to happen and it fell apart or something, but it's not going to do that. I get these feelings all the time about it, and I get all these wild ideas. They're not really wild, but I'm taking a risk every time I do something with it. And new things, you don't really know how it's going to be accepted. Is it going to be accepted? And, you know, the magazine was easy. That I didn't have any risk with that. I didn't even think about it. But, you know, going into a relationship, you think everything is just right. You're taking a risk. You're taking an emotional risk, a spiritual risk. You're right. Because you might think that this is your greatest love. But you really didn't see what's yet to come. And it's going to throw you because you went in with all the love that you had to give. And then something happens. But I think it's all in a relationship. I think a lot of it is lessons to be learned. And I think you have to learn what you want and what you don't want. And the only way you're going to know that is if you get something that you really don't want and then you toss it because, okay, that's not really what I wanted. But for me, I have no relationship. But going into one, I can tell you right now, I am a woman of substance, and I've told Maya this. There's no games with me. I don't play games. I play for keeps. That's my rule. And, of course, there would be a risk, but not as much of a risk as it would be for somebody entering a brand-new relationship that's really young, maybe one of her first relationships, or even getting married for the first time. That can be scary. I mean, you're putting all of your trust in a man, if you're a woman, or whatever kind of relationship it is, I should say. You are giving your all to that. But you also have to know that there could be some risks involved. you could have made a mistake. Then what do you do? Well, that can be devastating, I think, right, Maya, for a lot of people going into marriage for the first time. But you have to know that you're going to give your best. That's all you can do. You have to kind of listen to yourself, I think. And I don't really want to say you have to get older to know this. I mean, I have my son, and I'm sure Maya can attest to this, that he's really wise. I mean, you know, he advises, he drives Uber, you know. Sometimes he gets to know these people and these women that he drives. You know, he hits himself on the head. He said, what is wrong with some of these women? They're just, you know, they just don't care. And I said to him, well, maybe they're afraid of taking a risk. They're afraid. Mm-hmm. They're afraid about something, and your choices are very important in life. And Maya and I both know that, you know, we make mistakes. So, okay, now you know what you don't want to do or what you don't want to have in your life. But there isn't anything that we do that you don't take a risk. I don't feel. Do you, Maya?
No. No. No, I mean, I feel that we have to, you know, it's kind of a catch-22 in some situations because there's never going to be any guarantee. So like you said, getting married for the first time and all the complications that come with, even people buying that know their resources are limited and know that once they make a purchase of a new home, even that is risky because the neighbors, for example, that own the condo next to you or own the property next to you, I mean, there's so many things that can happen. But the only way that we can really, you know, put forth the effort is to be able to be willing to not deny that there's risks and certainly not to try to, you know, navigate our way and say, well, I'm going to find a relationship or I'm going to find a person or I'm going to find a job, I'm going to find a home where there's no risk, because we cannot eliminate risks. We simply have to learn to face and accept it. So yes, it is very difficult, and it can lead people oftentimes. And I like what you said about, you know, knowing what we don't want. And sometimes that's where everything starts, is just by knowing what you don't want. That's, you know, again, calculated. If you're playing the stock market, or you're investing in bonds or high yield, whatever, low yield, they'll tell you that too. That you're going to weigh your investment, and you may say, "Well, I don't want a super high risk investment," but any investment carries some risk. So, you know, you could transfer that to, if you transferred it over to relationships, that if there's something glaringly wrong about the person, or you're trying to make something work that is just absolutely impossible, are there risks that are shown to you right away? And that's a time to, that's more of a boundary situation to say, it's not a risk, it's actually a little bit different. But, I mean, risk is, and I tell people this too, that, you know, we can lose a partner. I mean, they can become ill. We just don't know. I mean, and we can't walk through life trying to hunt down, you know, the guarantee and the assurance that, okay, you know, I'm meeting this person, or if I take this job, can you promise me, you know, everything's going to be okay and I'm going to work here and retire from this company? I mean, we see the shifts in the economy. We've all felt them. I mean, those of us maybe that are over 22 or 3, maybe, you know, the younger generation hasn't seen that because they haven't been accountable for themselves long enough. But I'm sure, Natalie, you know, you're like me. We've seen all the shifts, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and, yeah. You know, like even I can tell you from my son with construction, I mean, like 5-6 years ago, I mean, the floor was dropping out. It was, and he's in construction. And it just seemed like it just died. I mean, it stopped. And in this area, it's really important. And now we are booming, of course. Well, I don't know if it is all over the country, but here it's like going nuts, which is a good thing. But, you know, he always says to me, he says, yeah, but, you know, the floor can fall out from beneath you at any time. Something can change, and it can be it can shift because he's already seen it. You know, and everybody was riding high when it was really going good. Like I said, six, mm-hmm. 7, 8 years ago was really good. And so, you know, people were buying houses and redoing them, and a lot of people lost a lot of big homes here in this area. And like on Hilton Head, a lot of money was really lost. It was horrific. People were moving back with their parents. And, I mean, luckily my son had us to fall back on. And, you know, I tried to guide him as best as I could. And, of course, he couldn't. There were times when he wasn't even working at all. It was scary. But yet, you know, he didn't say, oh, well, I shouldn't have done that because it was too big a risk. No, he didn't do that at all. You just have to flow with your life and know that you could make a mistake. Sure, that can happen. But I even tell my granddaughter, I said, now, you know, she's cheerleading. We'll use her as a little example. She's cheerleading. Well, she says she doesn't know if she really wants to do it again. I said, yes, but now you know what you don't want to do. And you can just check that off that little list that you've got. And you know you want to do soccer, and she's only 12. I'm using her as a simple example. She said, yeah, you're right. I said, so see, you won't sign up for that again. I said, so if you're lucky enough and you're still little, you can do that, and it's not going to mean, you know, a catastrophe in your life. But it's a perfect example. I mean, I invested so much of my time and my personal money, like in Planet Stars, the first site that I did, and I had no idea. I just knew it was my passion, and I loved what I was doing, and I didn't have blinders on. But I didn't ever say to myself, well, you know, this could just fall flat. I just never felt that. And I was very lucky that I didn't. But I think I had proper guidance, and I could have lost. Well, you know, of course, I never got my money back that I initially put in. But look what I have now. So the risk was really wonderful for me. And we're changing things as, you know, even as we're talking, things are changing. And more things are happening, and sometimes you have to put yourself out there. Like, you know, I told Maya that I'm writing a story, and I have my own idea about soulmates and twin flames, mostly soulmates, or another soul that you're seeking, I like to say. My story is kind of a magical fairy tale, but it's based on some truth, believe it or not. And you know, I was talking to my goddaughter about it, and she said, well, aren't you afraid that maybe somebody will say something bad about it? I said, no, because it's how I believe. That's another thing, too, that we could deal with is what comes from your heart. If you believe in that you should go after that job because you just know you're going to be a success, take the risk. Take the risk because you're going to kick yourself 5 years down the road and say, I should have done that. I should have done it. And that's how I look at things sometimes, is I just make sure that I analyze. Oh, I don't really analyze a lot, but, you know, I look at things carefully and what if this and what if that. But you have to throw caution to the wind sometimes, and you have to just go and do it. And then you can say, well, okay, that wasn't good. I'm not going to do that again, so long as it doesn't cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars and food on your table and paying your bills and stuff like that. You never put yourself in a corner like that, but there's a way that you can just look at things objectively, and you ask any person that owns a business if they didn't think about the risk. And even McDonald's, even any of the places, any of the chains, you think that first restaurant wasn't a risk? It was. But they believed in it, and they thought, well, okay, if I fall flat, I think there's somebody that has a successful chain of restaurants, and they started something else before that, and it didn't fly. But it didn't stop them. I can't remember. I have to ask my son. It didn't stop them from doing something similar again. They must have had the passion. They must have had that life force in them that was saying, no, this is what I wanted. This is going to be great. Maybe it was the wrong time that they did it. Maybe it was a little bit off, you know, of course, in timing. And that can happen, too. You do it at the wrong time. But it doesn't mean that you put it on the shelf and let it collect dust forever, because you've got to take that off, dust it off, and try again. Just have to, especially if you have that in your heart and you know And there's a way that's a great feeling to have. I know Maya's had it, and I know Candy that's listening has had it. Many of you have had that feeling. You're just, if you failed at something, you said, yeah, but I thought it was going to be right. And look what it did to me. Okay, so fine-tune it a little bit better. Do it a little bit later on in your life. Don't think it's not going to happen again or the opportunity will not come again. It will. If you really believe and you have a good, strong belief system, spiritual system, I think you have to be really kind of balanced, don't you, Maya? I think everything has to be working together, and the risks, maybe they'll be a little smaller next time because you're going to go in with your eyes open and you're going to know what's right and what's wrong and better than you did 5 years ago. And you can apply that to anything in your life, anything, purchasing, getting a dog, getting a cat, you know, a cat, a parrot, anything. Is it a risk? Of course it is. Everything. But I think there's a way to balance that out and play it out the right way. And don't ever give up, ever. Never say never, and don't ever give up. That's something that my friend used to always tell me. And I have to share this with all of you. She told me not too long ago. She said, what you have to do is walk in a room like you own it. Meaning, if you go for an interview, I'm walking in that room, I own this. I'm the best. I am what I am. And give yourself that confidence. And that's what she always told her daughter, too. She told me, too. Just walk in like you own it.
Yeah. Well,
that's kind of funny to say that, but it's true. It's hard to do sometimes. But it is true.
I will often say that a lot of times people that the more desperate they become because they want this a particular job or a particular field, or maybe their last job ended abruptly and they're getting low on money, which we can all relate. That is a true scare when we're at that point and we're finding work. But what I say is that when you just before you walk into that interview, because it's a risk, you may not get chosen, you may get very disappointed, but still the best thing I think that we can do, or what shared with me, is that to look at it, take a step back and think, this isn't just I'm being interviewed. This is my time to see if this company feels like a good fit. And like what Natalie's saying, walk in like you own it, I agree with that. Now, that's not a suggestion to be arrogant for either of what we're saying.
It is stand tall, know you're going to give the best that you have to offer, and think about it, if they don't want you, like for a job, okay, well, I'm going to go next door. I mean, but you know what? It's easy for us to say that now at our age, but when you're in your 20s, there are some that can do that, yes. But when I'm hoping that I can pass that along to my granddaughter and you to your grandson. You want them to feel confident in their abilities, and sometimes then the risk appears to be a little less, and sometimes you might get surprised. Sometimes you'll apply for a job, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, why did I do this? I'm not ready to take this kind of job. Well, like for me at my age, I don't think people could pay me what I'm worth. That's how I feel. They couldn't. I know too much. I can do too much. And same thing with you, Maya. You have to have this, I don't know what it is. It's just this presence, I guess is the word. You just have to know, okay, I'm going to do this. And if you don't want me, I'm like,
I said. Now, you should notice that. Listen, I said, I know what word it is you're looking to find, and I just wrote the blog about it last week. That's empowerment.
Empowerment, yes, exactly.
Empower
yourself.
Exactly.
I could apply for any job right now just because of all of the field, I call it field experience, floor experience, I'll say sometimes, because my neighbor wants to get a job, and she says, well, why don't you get a job? I said, honey, they couldn't pay me what I'm worth. I mean, I can't be just a cashier. I'd have to be management, and be management means it would take too much of my time. And then I'd have to lie about my age. She said, yeah, but you can get away with that. I said, I have a job, and my job is to take care of the family that I have on STARS, to promote them, to give them avenues, to do new things. And she says, yeah, but you're about the world. I said, that's right, I am. That's what I am. And that's been my intent. I want to bring the very best to the world in any capacity, in any way they want. It's just going to be the very, very best. If it's coming from me, you can bet. In my emails, coming from me, the very best. Nobody, you know, nobody can write my emails. Because, like, Maya, if somebody wrote an email under my name, you would know right away. Same thing with Candy. That's not Natalie. She didn't write that.
Right.
You would know right away. You know? Okay, so maybe somebody would say, well, I can write this as her, good as her. And maybe they would say, well, come on, Natalie, let me try. Well, I wouldn't even let them try because that's a whole other ball game. But yeah, you have to have feel empowered. That's a good word for it, and really it's true. We could walk into anywhere and surpass anybody that was applying for something, Maya, because of what we are and who we are. And they would know when we walked in. Oh, all they'd have to do is talk to me. I could promote you and you could promote me. But, you know, it's just taking chances. You know, I started off in beauty school. I got out of high school and I didn't know what I was going to do. I loved office machines. I loved working, and that kind of fell into the computer world that I'm in right now. I didn't even know it then. But my neighbor talked me into going to beauty school, and I thought, oh, my God, I don't think I can do this. Oh, yeah, I dabble with everybody's hair, but to do this for to make money? And I took the risk. I went, and I did very well. I surprised myself. And I think that was the first layer for me. And then I did the next layer and the next layer of different kinds of positions that were more and more important. But I had that one chance. I had to take the risk. Applying for a job is a big risk because you think it just pass you right over and you can't feel bad. You just got to pick yourself up again and go on to the next opportunity that's going to come your way. And they will come your way. Now I'm going to get off my podium.
I
love doing the show. Can everybody tell? I just love doing the show. It just, it's just wonderful. So back to risks, Maya. It takes an awful lot out of us to do something like that, I think. Don't you think you have to be spiritually balanced and emotionally balanced? And if you're a little off in some area, you're not going to carry yourself the way maybe you would have next week or something. Everything we do is a risk, everything. From getting up in the morning, you could fall, anything. Get on a plane like I did last week. But I'll tell you something. When I do things like of that nature, I am on a mission and I know it's right and nothing is going to stop me. I know. I just know. I have it within me, and I wish we could pass all of this along to everybody, and everybody that's listening should understand how Maya Moon is, how I am, Natalie, and how Candy is. Candy just got herself a nice home. She's thrilled. She deserves it. She's worked very hard, and it was a risk. It's a risk. Everything she does is a risk, too. She could tell you that for sure. But I don't know. I kind of like the way, you know, you can accept risks and supersede them and come out better, even though it was a risk and maybe you failed at it. Maybe it was wrong at that moment in time. Doesn't mean 2 years down the road it's not going to be right. I just wish I was as smart as I am now. I wish I was that smart when I was really young. Oh, my goodness, I don't know what I'd be doing.
Right, but there again, though, none of us are born, I mean, we may be born intelligent, we may be born with gifts, mm-hmm. There's, you know, musical prodigies, and there's all that. So we're all born with gifts, but our journey and our empowerment, that doesn't always happen and click into gear, you know, click into place and then the locks on it. And, hey, we're good to go for the rest of our life. We become
who
we are. You know, we learn, if anyone wrote, read, I don't think you guys wrote the blog, but if you read it, I talked about empowerment, and I think that's really important when we talk about risk. Because what you were saying, Natalie, is we have to be all together. However, we learn that when we're younger. It's the same thing with me. I can look back now and I can say, gosh, why did I cry over that? job or losing that apartment, you know, and made a bid on that house or anything. I could give you many scenarios where in the
me
moment,
too.
And just because I'm in the spiritual profession doesn't make me, I'm still a human being. I still live my life exactly the same as any other person. So,
right.
I look back and I think, why did I allow that to be so, you know, such a big deal? Why wasn't I able to just say, you know what, you can't see now what's ahead, but this is going to be a blessing, and if it's not going to be a blessing, it's going to be a lesson that brings you to a blessing. So it's sometimes risk, we have to take the risk, and what Natalie said, I totally support as well, and that we can't take them because, we can't have the set frame of mind that, well, as long as I'm willing to take risks, then nothing bad is ever going to happen to me. That is not true. Bad things happen to good people. I say this all the time. What our life was is not a reflection of our self-worth and value. And that, I believe, is the beginning of the disconnect from our spiritual being. And then that is often what blocks humans from being able to accept risks. And those that can't accept that there's going to be risks are always living their life on eggshells, so to speak, and it's really very hard, if not impossible, to reach our potential to be in a really good, positive relationship that is functional and healthy. It's almost really impossible to have all those things without being able to accept there's going to be a risk, but I've decided that, I mean, here again, we're talking about using common sense, and, you know, if we see a job and the job says, you know, well, for 2 weeks you're going to, you know, I'm trying to think of something really out of here. Okay, for 2 weeks you're going to work in a third world country. You're not going to get paid, and unless you're a survivalist, and then it might appeal to you. And then if you do good and you can trudge through the mud and go through this war zone we're going to put you through, we're going to hire you to be our secretary. Now, that's probably not a risk you're going to take.
Right.
But anything like Natalie said, anything that your heart wants, your heart yearns for, your heart desires, if we continue to be true to ourselves and stay and just remind ourselves, life carries risk, love carries risk. Everything we do, like you said, walking across the street, getting up, in the morning, going to bed at night, there's always some form of risk. Some risk, the more we have to gain, the more we have to lose, and so the greater the risk. But we have to weigh that. And, you know, being a person, a mature person, and you know, almost getting ready to turn the corner of the big 6L year, working up on it, not there yet. I mean, yes, I've lived life, and I've seen a lot of things with people, but I can share this with everyone. I talk to people every day all around the world. And very few people say to me, I so regret that I did this. You know, if I hear about regrets other than that moment, they might feel regretful or resentful or upset about a negative situation. But their regrets are from, you know, why didn't I do that? A male, you know, that's a heterosexual might say, you know, I realized that, you know, why didn't I go after her when she left? Why didn't I fight for her? Or, you know, I wanted that house so bad. I knew it would be hard, but I could afford it. Why didn't I make an offer? I mean, those are just some examples. Or why didn't I at least apply for that job? The worst thing that would have happened is they would have said, I'm sorry, but, you know, we've got someone more qualified or we don't feel you're there yet. Then find out what you need to get to do to get there if that's what you want and try again. So when, you know,
exactly.
We have to take risks and then we have to be able to accept and let that fall onto us when the risk doesn't pay off. You know, it's like gambling. Gambling I don't see as a good risk unless you walk in the casino and you pay the casino people and they say you guarantee you're going to win $10,000.
Yeah, tell me which place, which machine should I go to, and that's not a risk. Yeah.
I mean, gambling is just about luck, but aside from, you know, and no, neither of us are I don't believe are suggesting that, you know, you take daredevil things in your emotional life either. That's why I said that you have to be, there's one thing being alert and being cautious, and there's another thing. For those that may not recognize themselves as unable to accept risk, you can find that if you look back in your intrapersonal relationship, which is close friends and romantic, if you have never been able to successfully stay intimate and continue to move forward with someone, and you felt the desire to run, and there was nothing to run from, nothing really, it was a functional relationship, or you're always yearning to be the principal of the school, but you've been vice principal for 10 years, and there's been job openings all over the district, but you're just like, no, I don't think I'm good enough. I mean, those are times when you know that you're stuck in that zone, and it's really time to, you know, meet with the Trinity, the spiritual, you know, physical, emotional being of yourself. Center yourself, like Natalie said, balance yourself, self-identity, faith, hope, all those things. And this week's blog, I'm talking about the steps, how we step forward. And you know, we can apply that to risks too, because we over-dramatize as human beings, and not to be insensitive to those that have had, you know, situations that did cause them trauma, and therefore it's more difficult for them to take risks. I totally am compassionate to that. But the problem with that is that you don't get to be who you should be if you allow that to, you know, rule. And I know, Natalie, you can relate because you've shared a lot of your life with us. You can relate that it would have been easy for you to not go to beauty school and then not completely change directions and do all that. Because those were, and like you said, the risk you took with the business, I mean, those weren't, I mean, I'm sure they were calculated, but wouldn't you say more than any mathematical calculation of how successful you thought this could be, it was the drive of your heart and your faith and hope that drove you and your empowerment.
Absolutely.
I mean,
it was all of those things. Right. It was all of those things because competition, I knew the competition was fierce, but when I first joined one group and then I ended up leaving, I think I discussed that because they were having a meeting about me and they didn't invite me. Well, that's enough for me. That was the beginning of, I started thinking, well, okay, you know, they wanted me to handle the money and all that, which I always was able to do very well. And I got to thinking, well, okay, if I'm so good with this, why can't I do my own? And because I opened that door just a little bit when this gal came to me and approached me about she would do the design, which is nothing like it is today, any of it. But, you know, that was a risk. I had to invest my time and money, and I still invest my time. You know, there are some perks when you have a business like this, you know, office supplies and all that. But I know exactly what it has to do every day. But I'm also shrewd. I'm a very shrewd businesswoman, and I don't jump at things. If somebody dangles something in front of me and it's not a good risk, you can bet your sweet life I don't take it. As a matter of fact, what I do is I wait for a better deal. And I've been talking to somebody today about something, and I, you know, well, we want a year contract and blah. I said, no, I don't do that. I'm not going to do that. I'll never do that. 3 months is my max. You see, I already know because I've done this long enough that I can hold my ground. And I know when, I mean, and if I decided to go with something and it was a three-month thing and say it was $500 a month, well, I can sit back and say, okay, here's what I have to put out every month without even opening the site, for example. I have to pay this. And what I have extra, I know exactly what I have to make every day, and it's all in my head. But you have to know that when the site was redesigned, that was a big risk because we had so many ideas going. But I just had faith, and I'd worked with my webmaster long enough, and he would always come through. And what we're going to do next is unbelievable. Nobody's doing it anywhere. I mean, the musicians are using it, but not for what we're going to use it for. And I think that's a risk. That's another risk. But I know I have faith. I just have faith now, finally, that things are not presented to me. Yeah, maybe I'll say, no, I'm going to close that door. That's not, nope, I don't want it that way. You can't come to my terms. I'm not going to do it. But that's only because I have the experience. But even in the beginning, I was very careful and cautious as to what risks I was willing to take to get the site where it is. I mean, I did all my submissions myself. Nobody helped me. I wasn't in any engines. I did it all myself. I did all the stars myself. Tony did nothing of it. He created, helped me create it, but that was it. I did the rest. And I can sit back and say that it was very educational for me because I learned a lot of things, and now risks that come to me are not as big anymore. I mean, I'll look at it and think about it a little bit. Okay, yeah, we can do that. That's good. Okay, maybe no return on it. And this is in business now I'm talking about. Can you imagine what these big companies do? And they take risks also. They really do. I mean, big ones. I mean, really huge ones. But they have confidence and they have a lot of knowledge. And if something doesn't work right, but when you're big enough, it probably almost always works right for you because you have the right people looking out for you and all that. But I'm just a single entity. And
because look at the, I didn't mean the second part. I meant the first part, saying that big corporations, I mean, look at the car industry, that we bailed them out. And then look at, what was it? I always get it mixed up. Was it Best Buy or Circuit City closed
down?
Circuit
City, yeah, exactly. Talk about a risk.
I mean, and, you know, they were never able, and now Kmart and Sears who combined, because Sears wasn't doing well, and so I'm not going to pretend that I know the logistics of that merger. I just know that Sears and Kmart merged, and I'm pretty sure everybody's aware of that at this point. And now it's been in the news for a little bit. Now they're closing several, like in our area, they're closing a Sears store. The Kmart store is going to stay open. But I don't know, have you seen that in your area? So, and I live, I've said this before, but I know we have listeners. I live in Northwest Arkansas, and that's Walmart for people, and most everyone has heard of Walmart. That's where Sam Walton, the person who created Walmart, he lived, and now his family lives. He's passed on, of course. And this is Walmart headquarters, and it's also Tyson Chicken headquarters. Now, do you get Tyson Chicken there?
Yes, we do. Uh-huh.
Okay, so the headquarters, which the bad thing about it is there's the chicken farms, and that's what causes a lot of the pollens and the problems in the air for us. Even though we live in a suburb, we don't live out in the country. But to make a short story, Walmart is considered the most successful. Don't quote me on this, but I'm almost certain this information is accurate. Walmart is the most successful ground-to-ceiling, started by a family and one man, the most successful chain of that type of store, like there's Venture, Target, Kmart, of that, you know, type of, and of course Walmarts have groceries. And yet they, as big and huge, I mean, a multi-billion dollar company, and they, here, it really hit our area really bad back when you were talking about Natalie and when things were going, because they let so many of the execs go, and it affected the housing, because there's a lot of housing here that is for the Walmart executives to come in to live. Excuse me. So even large companies, they may appear to be bulletproof, but in reality, nobody is. And that's a good point, because the flip side to that, nobody's bulletproof, but everybody has the same advantage for the future. Everybody, that's one thing my guys teach me over and over, and I share, is that we all have equality with the future. The future and what we can achieve or what we can have or what we can do in our life is equal to all of us. And I love that about our spiritual blessings, is that we, you, Natalie, have the ability and it's out there for you, prosperity, abundance. It's out there for me. We all have that to create in our future. And maybe for you it'll be tomorrow, and maybe for me it'll be next year. Maybe for my friend Susie it'll be next month. I don't really have a friend Susie, but, you know, so it's good to look at. Sometimes we need to, you know, use humility and see, okay, well, these multimillion-dollar corporations are struggling, but that also means, remember that everything is reciprocated, cause and effect, and everything is interchanged. So the more risks we're willing to take, again, I'm talking about emotional and spiritual risks. I'm not talking about playing chicken and running across the highway and seeing if a car hits you. Reasonable risks. The more willing you are to take good emotional risks because it's what you want and what you feel strongly and passionate about, the more reward there is for you to reap, the more you learn, and then that drives you even further. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Because I started with a very small site, Planet Stars. Did AOL rooms. We did stuff in there. Not many readings. Okay, you know. And I took the chance, and I did Mystic Living Today, and it's still going strong. It's stronger than ever. It's amazing. And you know what's really amazing about it is I don't have to put a lot of. I put effort into it, especially when it's time to put it all up, and I do that all myself. But otherwise, I have to just check my mail and return, you know, answer emails. Will you review this? Yeah, would you like an excerpt? Blah, blah. I don't solicit any of that. It just comes to me. I'm very grateful for that. The potential for Mystic Living Today is huge, and I've talked about Thalamus. It's on Thalamus, and we're regarded very high. As far as a magazine online, but I, you know, I had to take risks with people. I had to trust them to do their part, to do their job, and then I wasn't able to pay anybody at all. We just all did it. I'm still doing it, and I love every minute of it, and I think it's helped to develop me into who I am. I think it's given me the ability to really see things and you know, I have humility, and I have all of the characteristics that you can imagine that I learned, not as a little girl, not from my parents. I just, as I grew, and we've talked about the angels probably helped me. Boy, they had a big job. Actually, I was little, so they had a little job. But I really think that you learn these different little steps. You take these little steps and you gather that information, and then it makes you be a little stronger and a little stronger. I mean, I think the sky is the limit. But you have to believe. And I tell everybody this all the time. You have to believe in things that you don't see. Meaning, anything spiritual, you just have to believe that it is. It really is. You're not going to get a knock on the door and nobody's going to be there, or you're not going to see this little person running through your house necessarily to prove to you. But that's part of your belief. You just have to know that it is. And I feel for me, because I started on that path quite a while ago, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I, you know, like I said, my story is my next venture. Do I want to publish it? Not necessarily. I'd like people to read it. I think if somebody wants to come forth, I'm not going to put it out there to be published. No. It's just a story. It's going to make you feel good. That's what it's going to do.
Maybe sell it as an e-book, and if you didn't want the,
that's
for whatever
right.
reason, you know, you didn't want to take money for it, although I don't see why you wouldn't. You can always donate.
Oh, I put it back into the business. Yeah, I would. It's just, see, when I do things out of passion, I don't expect to get paid for it. That's me, though. I just do it because I love it. I mean, I can work day and night on something. And somebody told me that has written books, she said, when you write a book, you have to really write it day in and day out. Well, not a story like I have. What I do is I open up my Word, and I've got all of these things going. If I get an idea in my head to carry on the story, I started it. I mean, and I know where it's going and how it got there. But, you know, sometimes when you write something like that, you've got to have, oh, they want you to have conversations, and, well, this will have some conversation, but it's mostly written by somebody watching, and it's about me. So it's
like
a yeah, third person, exactly, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and but you know, and I don't even know where the name came from, and I don't know why I got this idea to do it, but somehow. I had a little whisper in my ear, you need to write about this. And you have to believe, Maya. I don't know how to teach people that. It just comes from within. And maybe sometimes something will happen in your life, and all of a sudden you say, wow, I didn't realize that. There are no coincidences. Remember that. There aren't coincidences. Those are things that are supposed to happen. And there's a reason for them, so just look into them. Maybe it means going out and getting that job. Yeah, it's going to be a risk. Oh, they're not going to want me because I don't dress the role or whatever. Well, just go in anyways. Allow yourself to be somebody to say, well, I'm sorry, but we've chosen somebody else. Okay, good, but there's going to be somebody, and I keep using the job experience. In a relationship, it's a little harder on you because you give of your feelings. Really, your emotions get tied into it.
It's also absolutely essential to finding a life partner. We can meet our soulmate, but the emotions that we share in the connection is not going to be enough if eventually we are not free enough to take the risk to that person, whatever, you know, choices we've made, for a life partner or whatever we're looking for. And if it's not that, that's okay, as long as it's not the fear of the risk that's holding us back. So with relationships, I agree. It is a lot more, it's scarier. And it's scary.
Oh, it
for
is.
Those, and most humans, I mean, maybe not at 20, not to say it's not possible at 20, but maybe not, you know, And this is a little story that I wanted to share, and I think we're about done. But my son, my youngest son, will be 20 in December, and he's been working at the theater here by us, and he's done really well. That's not going to be his life career. But for a young man and his generation, they're not comparable to my generation. They're a little bit more behind, so more like a 17-year-old maturity-wise, I would say. Very intelligent. Anyways, he's been there almost 2 years, and he's risen in the ranks. My son has real thick, curly hair. He's Caucasian, 100%, just to clarify, but he has the hair that's very ethnic, and he has been growing dreads, for people that know what dreads are, for 2 years. And an opportunity came up where he's working to make him the general manager. Right now he's the assistant manager. And that's a big deal for a young man that's not even 20. And they had brought up to him, would he be willing to cut his hair? I believe it or not, I was actually against it because that was something that really is unique for him, and I felt like it was an awfully big sacrifice. But if he was okay with it, to do it, well, he's been doing the work of the general manager for about 2 weeks now, but now there's two people that are in charge that are over the general manager, but he's the stand-in general manager right now. And the one had kept asking him, you know, maybe you should go ahead and cut your dreads. And it's a big deal because they take years to turn out. So his are finally just where they need to be. So it's not like, well, he can just, it's not like coloring your hair where you can change it the next day. And, you know, so that was the risk that he was faced with. And the one manager had said, well, you can go ahead and cut your hair. And he said, well, I'm willing to do that, but not until I have the final word. So he had sent a message to the person that's at the top of the food chain, so to speak, And he asked him the wrong question in the beginning about cutting his hair. So when they got to the discussion about the job, the person backpedaled a little bit and said, we're going to have a meeting on Friday. And my son was very adamant, and he said, you know, I'm not going to risk. So that's a chance, a couple of things that I wanted to just quickly point
right.
out. He was smart to say that the risk of cutting his hair on a maybe if would not be his hair, dreadlocks, especially on a Caucasian, are to get them thick like he has, and it's probably 1 in 300 or 400 people have hair like he does. So
right. That was too much of a risk. He did the right thing.
However, he stood
on his principles.
Right. But now he is willing, if they give him the job, he already knows this isn't a life job, this isn't a life career, he's willing to cut his hair knowing the sacrifice and the risk, because having his hair this way for so long, his hair doesn't go and it's not straight. So it's, like I said, the best way I can describe it is to say it's more ethnic than what you would think to see on a person of his,
curly. Yeah.
I mean, and real thick. So, but then he shared that he would be willing to risk not knowing what his hair would look like, because you have to cut it all off, and what hairstyle he would find that would be suitable. It's been 2.5 years. And so now that's kind of an example of a risk that was not a good risk for him to take when they were not able to give him a confirmation of the position.
No, now that he would have to also look into this, would this be something that could be more long-term if he's managing a place, you know what I'm saying? Would he go up in status? I mean, he's got to look at what the risk will be to him. And, we'll just have to see how it plays out, I guess, huh?
Yep, we'll see. I'll let you know about the dreadlock. And so with that, that's about all. I just want everyone to, I wish you all happiness and joy and empowerment, and that you can accept that risks are not avoidable. I mean, we can try, but we'll never get through the gate. We'll never see the glory and be able to tap into the resources that are within us and that are waiting the splendor of what the world has to offer us, unless we are willing to, make that exchange and be willing to take those risks. So with that, I'll hand it over to you, Natalie, and it's been wonderful as always.
As always, yes, and I want to tell Candy I love her very much, and, of course, Maya Moon, I love you, and yes, look at the risks that you're going to take. Do something that you might fail, but then again, just think it's going to tell you something about yourself, about what you really want. I think it kind of allows you to part ways with certain things. Well, I guess exactly what I told my granddaughter. Now you know what you don't want to do. And I wouldn't do anything else but this. I would never work for anybody else. I don't think they could handle me. I want to run the whole place. Step aside here. Let me do it. You're just doing this wrong and all that. So I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I love every minute of it. Anyways, that's for tonight. It's good. The debates have started. If you want to listen to that, yes, 90 seconds. Please come back next Monday. I don't know what our topic is going to be, but it's going to be awesome. It always is. And read the blog, and be sure to go to starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z. And I look forward to seeing everybody next Monday. And thank you. Oh, and Candy just said, thank you, girls, for taking a risk on me. I appreciate you. Oh, you're an easy risk. Candy was an easy risk. Anyways, I love you guys, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.